Good evening. This is WX2 PJR Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Paul. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Over. Hearing none, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? I thought I heard something out there. This is WX2PJR, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests.
I'm 2PFM. Good evening, Paul.
KD2AIT. Good evening.
N5AOW. Good evening.
Alrighty, tell you what I've got. I've got N2PFM, JD2AIT, N5AOW, and KA2ZNZ. Alright, let's go up to the top. George, come on in.
W2PJR in the group. This is N2PFM. Outside in Watson, temperature 28 degrees. It's the low for the period. And high was 42 this afternoon, and the winds came in and started getting colder. So we got the wood fire going again. Now, I'm not joking on this. I would like to get somebody that will pay them what they want to sit down with me for a couple of hours, show me what I'm doing wrong with this with these computers. And well, I just can't seem to get anyone to be able to do that for me. I'm willing to pay, but this is just a cry out to everybody out there. If someone can help me in some way, shape, or form. And sit down a couple hours, and I can find out what the heck I'm doing wrong and everything, why a certain thing you can't get rid of and everything. I mean, this is just, I mean, it's so frustrating to me at times that I'll forget it what I'd like to do. But the thing is, these days, you gotta have computers, you can't do without them. I got no choice but to be able to do some things with them. So, that's about it here from the mountainside. Say my God bless at 73. Time 2, PFM clear.
Yeah, right there, George. Yeah, it's kind of problematic there, I guess. computers are not the funnest thing. Oh, what was it here, though? Yeah, it's, 28 degrees here currently. Yeah, I had a high of, about, I think it was 41, 42 today, if I recall. I got to look at it. No, 43. Anyways, but, we had 1,300ths of an inch of rain and snow as well here as it was melting off. Oh, but yeah, hopefully you can find somebody to help you out with that computer problem. Boy, I've got Windows 8 here, and I'm still figuring it out. Found out some neat little tricks with it last night. Kind of crazy. It's a different little beast by every stretch of the imagination. Hey, there's some similarities with the others, but this one is, you know, definitely a learning experience as well. And then I got the tablet, too, here, and yeah, it's even a bigger one because it's completely new to me. So anyways, though, and that's what I'm using right now, as a matter of fact. So anyhow, let's see here. Hopefully you can get somebody to help you out there with that and get it up to speed and everything else. But other than that, have a good one there, and let's go to KD2AIT. Jeff, come on in.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, everybody out there. We got to work here tonight. We're taking a little break here in a minute. I'll have to report. I see some of the snow was melting today, and that's a good thing. Hopefully, we won't get any more back. I'm ready for spring. I've had enough. And one thing you might want to check, George, is a lot of the libraries. I don't know Lewis County which ones. A lot of libraries have a computer courses, you know, classes, I should say, to teach you some of the basics, ins and outs on some of that stuff. I don't know you know, also keep an eye on the paper. I see it from time to time in the paper. Certain whatever, you know, association will run some low or no cost. So I might want to keep an eye on that. Fortunately, most of us that use computers are usually we're in such demand that we don't really have a lot of free time. So if I could give you, if I had some, I'd give you some help on it. But I mean, I'm from the minute I wake up till the minute I go to bed, I am booked solid. So, all right, this is KD2AIT. We'll be turning that back to net control.
Yeah, right there, Jeff. Not too bad with that. Speaker taps here. They did that yesterday, last night, and in my book, that's spring. So every time they tap the trees, once they're tapped, it's officially spring. I don't care what the day is. I know it's still low. What is it? 5 days away, but still, nonetheless. It does improve after, what, Monday? Monday looks brutal, but after that, it starts to go up a little bit. What, upper 30s? I can deal with that. That's doable. It's better than 10 to 15 that they're calling for on Monday. So upper 30s, I'll take them. That's early spring. I mean, that's normal. It melts the snow as well, as long as it's above freezing. So anyway, so not too bad with that there, Jeff. Have a good one. And let's see here, N5AOW, come on in.
Hey, good evening, Paul. I got a landline going, so I'm going to pass. Maybe Jack can pick it up. But anyway, let me turn it back to you. N5AOW.
Alrighty, take the call there. Anyway, have a good one. If you come back in, I'll get you in. Alrighty then, let's see. KA2ZNZ, Jack, come on in.
Yeah, good evening to everybody. And not too bad a day down this way. It's kind of late in the afternoon. We did get up to 41. No sunshine. And then around 4 o'clock, we started with sleet. And then it kind of went to ice pellets, and then it changed over to snow, and I don't know what it's doing at the moment. But it is down to about 28 degrees here. About 28 degrees. And the next couple of days are supposed to be below freezing. It's probably, in a way, it's probably good in a way, because it could get a lot of flooding around here. Not my area doesn't, is no concern to me, but there's an awful lot of areas that, with all the snow we have, a fast, you know, and continuing thaw is probably not the way to go. 7 3 is all around. KA2Z.
Yeah, right there, Jack. Yeah, it's kind of problematic here when it comes to flooding. Well, not directly here, but the river that flows right in front of my house does cause problems downstream. Where I'm at here, it's kind of gorges in. It has a little bit of a gorge, so it takes quite a bit for it to cause problems here. It would take a lot. If it did that, the guys downstream would be gone. The way it looks, at least, short-term wise, I mean, we're just going to warm up, not really a lot of precip, so hopefully the snow kind of melts off gradually and just goes just nice and gentle, instead of just bam, heavy rain and gone, and yeah, that'll cause a lot of problems. There's a lot of water in this snow, because we really never lost it throughout the winter. I think the only time we really lost it was in late December, and that was it, and then it just came back and stayed. I mean, we lost, settled a lot, but that was about it. So yeah, hopefully it just kind of goes nice and gently and doesn't cause any problems, because the rain that did fall just refroze on it and just made more water, or more ice, and, you know, more water in the snow. Anyways, though, thanks for the check in there, Jack. Have a good one. And let's see here. Anyone else out there for the Black River Valley Service Net? This is WX2PJR.
AC2MDU.
KD2DXJ.
Alright, I got KC2BMU and MBU, I mean, and KD2DXJ. KC2MBU, come on in.
We've got 25 degrees up on the hill here. If George is still listening, Pete, KC2WI, is the computer guru. That's what he does for a living, is he fixes people's computer problems. And if George is willing to pay, Pete would be more than happy to take the time to come straighten it out, or bring it to him, do it for a lot less money. But Pete's the expert when it comes to computers.
Interrupt.
Nick, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. KC2MDU on 2PSA. The problem is you can never get a hold of him anymore. He's so busy and everything. He did tell me to try a certain thing, and it did some improvement, but it's this thing called a scorpion saver, and you can't just get rid of it. And the instructions these different websites show you, oh my God, you gotta be a ventriloquist in order to do it. That's the thing. I know Pete's so busy. I mean, lately, just like Jeff, I mean, he can't get it, I mean, to get it. I don't want to go into it. And by the way, we did finally find the problem with the van, what was going on. Had to put it on the big computer, and I found the intake control valve wasn't functioning right. Put a new one in, and the thing's been working fine ever since. And 2PSM clear.
Well, it's super. We looked for that, and I couldn't find it. Needless to say, different on the Fords that we sell. But glad you straightened that out. Maybe if you could bring the computer to Pete, he might be able to squeeze it in. You just have to leave a message on his machine, and he'll call you back.
That's a negative. It doesn't usually happen. I found that the last couple weeks or so. He's just so busy, can't get it. I got one computer there by him, and that's been there that's been there about 2 months already. So, what can I say? Just hope the Good Samaritan will come along somehow. I don't know. All right, God bless, 73s. Enough of my babble. N2PSM clear.
Alrighty. Anyways, yeah, we'll just also, yeah, Windows XP is about ready to die here in the next couple of weeks, and I'm sure he's busy doing that, trying to get people squared away with, getting their computers upgraded. I don't know. There are a lot of people freaking out over that one. Hopefully he'll get to it, that one there, and maybe get some time on his hands after everything kind of settles down. But anyways, anything else to add there? Anything else to add?
If he's working in 2PSM, the answer is negative. We're KC2NBU. If he's got any more to add, I guess he can go ahead then. N2PSM clear.
Yeah, that's who I was asking for. KC2MBU, you got anything more to add? Alrighty, guess not. Alright, KD2DXJ, Bill, come on in.
Good evening, Paul, everyone else. I got a little bit of a snowstorm going on here. It's 28 degrees. We've had probably 3 inches of that wet, kind of fluffy but wet snow is falling and it's cooling down. And a little bit of wind blowing, so just thought I'd check in and say hi to you. So everyone have a good evening. KD2DXJ.
Yeah, right there, Bill. Not too bad with that. Yeah, it's looking pretty extreme up north, I see. Not doing anything here, at least as far as I've known in the past, half an hour. I haven't been out there. But, it is pretty heavy up there. Talking to somebody on Facebook, actually, and he was like, is this supposed to be this heavy? I'm like, I couldn't really tell you because I don't know what's going on with the radar. What is it? The Montague radar is down again. It's not the radar's fault. The radar's actually spinning away trying to send data out. But, yeah, fiber optic line issues again up there. So, seems like that's been the ongoing drama with the area here, is that fiber optic line. So anyway, I do see up there the Canadian radar showing it fairly well, and it does look pretty heavy. Anyways, though, thanks for the check in there, Bill. Hopefully I don't get too much snow. It needs to go away. Have a good one, and let's see if there's anyone else out there wishing to check in to the Black River Valley Service Net. This is WX2PJR.
KD0, YLO, this is Tim.
Ah, KD7, YLO, come on in, Tim.
Yeah, hi, this is KD0, YLO, Tim from 50 Lakes, Minnesota. I'm currently down here in Coolidge, Arizona, enjoying the warm weather. Just thought I saw the net on Echolink here and thought I'd stop in and say hello to everyone. Back to the net.
Oh, I can safely say you're probably better off in Arizona. Holy cow, the way Minnesota's been this year, everybody up here has been terrible. Cold, miserable, whatever. I think you guys have had colder weather than us, but anyways, enjoy that warm weather there in Arizona. Just send some of it up here. Anyways, have a good one there, and thanks for the check-in. Yeah, we're here every night at 9 o'clock, just feel free to check in whenever. It's a pretty good crowd of people. Thanks for that. Have a good one. And let's see here. I guess anyone else out there wishing to check in to the Black River Valley Service Net, this is WX2PJR. Any comments, queries, late check-ins? Alrighty, I'm not hearing any. So, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net and return the frequency back to regular amateur use. I want to thank all 8 check-ins for coming in tonight. And anyone out there listening, 73's to all, this is WX2PJR, I'll be clear.
Okay, nothing else here. I want to thank everyone for checking in this evening. Do appreciate it. And check-ins are very much appreciated. We hope to hear everybody tomorrow night. LC73 to all, KB2KOJ, correct. Returning to the 145-17.